Seth jumped through the hole he'd cut in the blast door and rolled to his feet in the tunnel beyond. There was the mound of debris his thermal detonator had created, and between him and it were six surprised-looking Alliance security troopers. Seth sighed. Of course they'd opened their end of the tunnel to investigate. Of course they'd found their way here. Of course the highest-ranking trooper shouted,
"Halt! Hands in the air!"
Seth raised his hands, the backs of his hands rather than his palms facing the troopers. He made a grasping gesture and yanked. Debris, chunks of metal, and permacrete tore itself from the mound and hurtled toward him. The troopers in the rear, hearing the noise, turned just in time to catch the sideways rain of punishing detritus in their faces and chests. The blocks of masonry and support durasteel knocked them down and kept on coming, catching the three troopers in front by surprise. One inadvertently fired as he was hit, his blast passing Seth a meter away. Seth charged forward, kicking two troopers who were still moving. They lay still. He snatched up the blaster rifle from one and the pistol from another. He made sure both were set to stun. His access hole was not covered by the debris, but the metal patch was back in place over it. Seth reached for it, then hesitated, as a sense of unease passed over him. Again, he gestured, this time lofting a big chunk of broken permacrete right into the patch. The impact tore the patch away, folding it around the debris, and there was a crack and sizzle of electricity. A length of electrical cable now dangled in the gap. Seth smiled. He brushed the cable away with a gesture, then leapt through the hole. He didn't need to look around. As he straightened, he aimed the blaster rifle and fired, his stun bolt catching his target before he even registered what it looked like. Another woman, also in close-fitting black garments, a hood concealing her features. She hit the floor with her eyes closed. He took a moment to get his bearings. In the force, he could feel the many life forms out there in the tunnel, and more closing from both sides. There were still more above, and those numbers were growing. He darted for the shaft to the surface, hoping that it had not collapsed.